So we always start at our office by figuring out, well, what does the client want to talk about? What is their main situation? After we address that, then we talk about a timeline. Because no one ever just gets up one day, in most cases, and says, I think I'd like to go to a nursing home today. No one does that. No one wants to say, I'm here to put my mom in a nursing home. Typically, people want to look at home care. So we encourage our clients to look at STAR Plus waiver. I pretty much put every client that comes in my office on the STAR Plus waiver interest list. So for new practitioners, a lot of these Medicaid programs have wait lists or interest lists. My mom is 75. She ballroom dances 3 or 4 nights a week, does Pilates. She's been on this interest list for about a decade. And what happens is her name comes up. She gets the letter in the mail. She rolls her eyes at me. She says, I'm not ready. And she says, I'm going to my dance class. And then I'm like, okay, Mom, I'll put you back on the bottom of the interest list. But I'm a lawyer. I'm not a king. But I want to be able to keep my mom at home since she lives with me. And I want to be able to choose my own care providers, which you can under STAR Plus waiver. And I want to keep her at my house for as long as I possibly can. When you start having that conversation with clients, they may melt a little bit when you start talking about Medicaid, especially if you have clients that are not comfortable with the topic of Medicaid. So I have some details there for how to put the clients on the interest list. And the thing that you have to tell your families is that any piece of paper you get from HHSC has to come to your office because they will check and want to make sure that your clients are still on the STAR Plus waiver. And for those of you who are new practitioners and you're like, what is the STAR Plus waiver you speak of? STAR Plus waiver is a home-based program that will allow clients a budget every month. And typically we're looking at 30 to 50 hours a week of home care. And it has been one of the most powerful tools we use to keep people out of nursing homes. It's a win-win. It saves the taxpayers money. It keeps people out of facilities. So these waiver programs waive your necessity to be in a nursing home and to be at home and have the people that love you take care of you. Waiver programs also exist for children. It used to be known as MDCP. It's called STAR Kids. And then we also have the class waiver program, which provides care for people at home. It's so important to bring the clients from home care to skilled nursing care. You look at their income, you look at their assets, and you help navigate them through these different programs that might work for them. And sometimes the best advice we give our clients is to not apply for Medicaid, to not qualify, to not transfer everything that they own to qualify for Medicaid. So we create scenarios from home to assisted living to skilled nursing care. And one of my favorite things to do is to help a client move to such a facility like an independent living facility and then apply for STAR Plus waiver or community care for the aged and disabled, which we'll talk about here in just a few minutes, and create a patchwork of services that will equal almost maybe an assisted living facility. So as many of you in the audience know, getting Medicaid to pay for assisted living can be very challenging simply because the number of facilities that accept that program, which is STAR Plus waiver, are limited. At least they are in the Houston area. Okay, so for kiddos, the home-based program that I want you to know about is STAR Kids. So STAR Kids is like STAR Plus waiver, but for littles. And STAR Kids does not do what we call DEAM, parental income and assets. So if you're a new practitioner, this is a program I want you to know about. I want you to know about STAR Kids. I want you to know that there is ways to bypass the interest list under the money follows the person, and Clyde's going to give you an update on the money follows the person policy update. It does not deem or count the parental income or assets, and that's huge because many parents think, I make too much money. I can't qualify for this program. But it's also a medically tested program, meaning the kids have to be medically fragile. And so those of you who know me know that I have a medically fragile nephew. His name is James. He's 8. And by the way, since I've seen you last, they have taken out his trach, and now he's doing so much better at school. but they do not deem my sister's income or assets. James had to spend one night in a nursing home to bypass the 6-year interest list for STAR kids. And now my sister, through consumer-directed services, hires people to take care of James and is able to work full-time. And actually, she's at the comptroller's office today wrestling with a property tax bill. Yuck. So STAR Kids is allowing for all that to happen.